Okay, just putting in a quick little note here before the episode starts. I don't know why Anchor took away my normal intro. Super frustrating, but that's why it sounds different. It's still the same podcast. Hope you enjoy it. Welcome back for another week of Fash Ed. This week, I wanted to take on the impossible task of cleaning out my closet. And so I thought I would share some responsible ways that I have found to get rid of unwanted or worn out clothing, because it's not like always as easy as you might think. Until about, I want to say a year or two ago, I always took my clothing to those like bins that you see around. Usually they're in like some kind of like parking lot or I don't know, something like that. And labeled with like Planet Aid or some kind of charity. A lot of the time they're in like church parking lots. And I thought I was doing a really great thing by donating all of these clothes to people in need. But this is, and just side note here, this is actually why this episode's a day late. I kept trying to find the exact statistic for you and I cannot remember where I saw it. But anyways, the percentage of clothing that actually gets donated to someone in need from those bins is something insanely low. Like I want to say like 2%, 5%, 10%, something super, super low that like the majority of the clothes that you put in those bins are not going to people in need. And so, like I said, it's definitely been at least a year or two since I saw this. So if I do come across the actual number again, I will post the link for it in the show notes and put an update like on Instagram or something too. It honestly, it might have been from a documentary. I don't know. I'm going to have to rewatch a few and see if I can find it because I'm not going to be able to stop thinking about it now. And I'd really like to find it. But anyways, many of these clothes that go into the bins actually end up at these huge kind of like, they call them markets. And it's really just like these mounds and mounds of clothes. One of them is the Kantamanto Market in Ghana. It's spelled Kantamanto if you want to look it up. It's just so much clothes get sent to these places that most of them end up either being burned or just sent to landfill. Anything like that. Some of it is resold secondhand, but so much of it ends up being waste. So I wanted to share a couple of companies that you can recycle clothing with that state that they recycle it in a responsible way. I will say before we start that one frustration I have kind of with this method is that these companies don't list exactly what happens to the garments and the chain of how they're recycled. I think it's a real like lack of transparency, especially because these companies are built on being sustainable. And I would expect that information to be available, but while it's not perfect, I do think that these methods of recycling clothing or selling them secondhand are at least better than the donation bins or anything like that. So the first one, you've probably heard of it. It's called ThredUp. They are an online consignment store and they sell a huge range of brands, anything like from Topshop all the way up to Gucci, and they sell them for very low prices. They also partner with like Rent the Runway, and you can get some cute things from there. They honestly have a ton of great deals. I've shopped on there a couple times before. I got like a really awesome pair of silk pants for something like $4, a trench coat for like $20. So it's a great spot for shopping secondhand too, but if you want to clean out your closet, you just go to the clean out tab and click on get a kit. And then from there, you just have to make a couple choices between consigning or donating. When you consign, anything that's not sold is responsibly recycled, is what ThredUp lists it as. That's the method I chose because then you do still have like that chance at making a little money from your closet if your items sell, and then knowing the rest is responsibly recycled. Then you choose your label. I just chose like the printout option. You can also, I think, have them send you a bag if you don't have anything at home that you can put your clothing in. And then, like I said, you can either have your clothing recycled, or they have the option to have things that don't sell returned to you if you're just interested in the sort of consignment part. And then that's really it. They'll email you the label if you chose that option. And I just packed up a bunch of my stuff in boxes that I had around the house. They do apparently have a limit of you can request 5 labels at a time. So if you have a lot of stuff, use big boxes. But yeah, I just put them in the boxes and then dropped them off at the post office. It was super easy. And then if your items do sell after processing, which it can take a while, I think it said it can take up to 2 months that they're like really backlogged right now. So don't expect this to be something where like you will sell items next week or anything. But you then have the option to either be paid to your bank account, paid to your PayPal, or you can even like use it to earn credit to shop at brands. A couple that have like agreements with them are Reformation, Christy Dawn, and Athleta. And so this is the first time I've sent in. One thing that I personally really liked is how easy it was, and they really do all of the work for consignment. I've also listed things on Poshmark before. I did some things on there today, actually. And that's always really great for selling your clothing. Definitely a good sustainable way to get rid of some clothes and give them a second life. And you'll definitely make more money that way too. But I also just think it's so much work taking pictures and putting up the product descriptions and everything. And I just had a lot to clean out this time, so I only picked out like the best things to put on there. And then this was a much easier option to use ThredUp. So they do have like referral codes too, like, you know, those ones that pretty much every company has, I feel like now, where you can give people like 10 off their first purchase and then I get $10. So I'll put that link in case you want to check it out for shopping secondhand too. Okay, so the next company I wanted to mention is the 4 Days Take Back Bag. I really love this. It's a lot more transparent than ThredUp. 4 Days is also just a really great eco-friendly brand to shop from. I have just a couple of things from them, but they're super comfy and they have a lot of really great policies in place. So how their take back bag works is that you order a bag from 4 Days. It costs $20 for the large size. And like, I just kind of like to think of it as like a processing fee, but then you get that $20 back too for, in their closet cash, they call it, and you can use that to purchase anything from their website. So that's pretty awesome. You basically get your money back if you are buying something. And then, so once they receive your clothes, they partner with recycling companies to repurpose the textiles into things like insulation, rugs, or cleaning materials to keep them out of landfills. So I really like that they list exactly how they're being used. The one thing is that they don't take back undergarments, but that will lead us to the last company. So Nikki is an eco-friendly undergarment company that makes their undergarments out of sustainable fabrics like organic cotton. I haven't personally tried them yet, but they have a ton of great reviews and I would really like to try them soon. So hopefully I will. They also have a take back program though that I did try for the first time this week. And this one was super easy, just like all the other ones. All you have to do for this one is order a shipping label. It just costs $5. And you put your clean, that's definitely important that everything's clean. Really for any of this, make sure your clothing is clean when you're sending it into any of these programs. But they take back underwear, socks, bras, and tights. They can be any brand, and you can also put kids and men's in too. I just put mine in a mailer bag. You know, you could put it in a box or whatever else you might have for shipping. And then I also took that to the post office, or, you know, you can do it wherever you send your mail. And so the other really great thing about them is that they give you a free pair of underwear with your next order. So that, I think the cost of their underwear is like $17, so that definitely covers like more than the cost of the shipping label, which is pretty great. And they also state on their website that through their recycling program, your garments are turned into things like, again, insulation, along with carpet padding and furniture batting, so at least you have an idea of what your garments are being used for. And they have another one of those referral things too that I'll put in the notes for you. And then, of course, I will have a link to all three recycling programs if you want to try them out. If you do try them out, let me know how it goes. I would love to hear other people's experiences with this. And yeah, I hope this helps if you are looking to clean out your closet this summer. Textile waste is definitely a huge environmental problem that is a direct result of the fashion industry and the clothes that we get rid of. So taking some steps to recycle them in a good way is always a good move. And since this episode is focused on brands, we'll skip the small business feature, but I'll be back to talk to you again to get fashion with Fact Friday tomorrow. And then last thing, just a couple reminders. Next week will be all about the June book and movie club pick, Diana Vreeland, The Eye Has to Travel, which you can watch for free on Amazon Prime. And if you have time, reviews on Apple Podcasts or just subscribing and giving a star rating on any other platform is always super appreciated. So that's really all now. I'll talk to you soon.